Many Florida elected officials, community groups, and business leaders are pushing for the state to construct only the second high-speed rail line in the country. Gatherings in Orlando, Lakeland, and Tampa today hope to rally support for $2.5 billion of federal stimulus funding to connect those cities with 150-mile-per-hour train service.
Florida is ready to get moving. Florida is ready for high-speed rail.
U.S. Representative Kathy Castor stood on a balcony at Stetson University College of Law in downtown Tampa overlooking Interstate 275. As thunderstorms approached, the Democrat from Tampa was flanked by leaders from Orlando, Miami, and Tampa Bay. Castor hopes those three regions will ultimately be linked by a bullet train funded in part by the federal government.
Under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, President Obama and the Congress have set aside $8 billion with an additional $5 billion that have come through the appropriations process. About 10 states are going to apply for that $13 billion, and Florida is leading the pack.
In 2004, Florida voters repealed an amendment to the state's constitution calling for a bullet train from Tampa to Orlando to Miami that had been added by the voters only 4 years earlier. But even that truncated head start gives Florida the edge over other regions, Castor says, because right-of-way and environmental permits have already been addressed.
DOT Secretary LaHood, Vice President Biden has said Florida is leading the pack. We are seeking $3 billion for construction of the Tampa to Orlando phase. I had an opportunity to discuss this with President Obama's Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, in the White House, and he understood that Florida, unlike many other states, is ready to go.
Former Hillsborough County Commissioner Ed Taranchik held up a T-shirt with the logo of Connect Us. It's a group he formed to rally support for high-speed rail that was publicly launched on Tuesday.
It is Florida's grassroots campaign to bring high-speed rail to Florida. We've got a great program, as Congressman Castor just talked about. We've got great leadership at the state of Florida. Governor Crist is putting forward the application of $2.53 billion to construct the Tampa to Orlando phase and to design the Orlando to Miami phase.
10 members of Florida's congressional delegation sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood in June, encouraging him to award Florida high-speed rail funding. In July, Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson wrote a letter to leaders of Florida's legislature asking for support for high-speed rail. Mike Ketchum, with the Central Florida Partnership in the Orlando area, says ordinary people of the state should rally behind high-speed rail.
It's not about those of us behind the microphone speaking to you. It's about you all and people like you throughout the state who are joining together in a effort of cooperation, I will say collegiality, in getting something done for our state that will take our transportation to an even higher level.
Even though the Miami area would not benefit directly from construction of the first leg, high-speed rail is strongly supported by Joe Gioletti, executive director of the South Florida Regional Transportation Authority.
Because as all of the areas in Florida become more congested, the integration of these systems becomes so critical going forward. We have always believed that it's an issue for all of Florida. As you look at what has to happen, okay, with high-speed rail and the integration of not only bringing a high-speed network in, but having the commuter and light rail networks that are going to support this, you can understand why we so fervently believe in this and we're supportive of all rail and transit initiatives throughout Florida.
Both business and labor groups are on board with their support of high-speed rail. Henry Gonzalez is chair of the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce.
The Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce recently met with Tampa area members of Congress in Washington to promote high-speed rail and light rail systems. We did it because we are committed to bringing a comprehensive public transportation system to Tampa Bay and understand the importance of high-speed rail to the success of T-BARTA, SunRail, and TriRail, and to the future of all state multimodal transportation systems.
Bill Deaver, president of the Gulf Coast Building Trades in Tampa, summed up in one word why organized labor supports high-speed rail.
Jobs. This is going to afford us, all the working community here, good jobs. The wages are going to be at a great level since it's under Davis-Bacon, and job opportunities. It should be clear to everybody. There's a lot of people unemployed here that needs work. And this is a shovel-ready job, and it's going to take off hopefully quickly once the funding comes down, and jobs.
Representative Kathy Castor thinks the broad-based support in Florida for high-speed rail will help the state.
We're united because the transportation, environmental, and economic benefits of high-speed rail in this state are enormous. Florida is the logical place to invest in high-speed rail and create thousands of jobs. We can connect our major economic centers, particularly in the Tampa Bay area and the growing Central Florida Orlando area. And unlike any other state, Florida has secured all of the right-of-way and all of the permits and is ready to go.
President Barack Obama will decide by December which communities will get funding for high-speed rail. You can learn more on our website, wmnf.org/news, or visit Connect Us at fastrailconnectus.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.